today on Gardening in a Minute, hibiscus. Hibiscus is a flowering shrub that evokes an image of a vivid tropical paradise. Hibiscus flowers can be many colors, come in single or double forms, and often last just for a day. Individual flowers may be short-lived, but the plant will produce blooms over a long flowering season, nearly year-round in South Florida. Hibiscus range in size from low-spreading shrubs to upright tree forms that can reach 20 feet in height. Some are compact and dense, while others are open and thin. Hibiscus are used in the landscape as informal hedges or screens, foundation plants, specimens, or background for other plants. In the South, they'll stay green throughout the year, while in North Florida, hibiscus will freeze to the ground, but usually return from the roots. For more information about hibiscus and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, soil solarization. Most Florida soils contain nematodes, microscopic worms that can seriously harm your vegetable and landscape plants by damaging their roots. One way to curb nematode activity is to add organic matter to your plantings. You can also try solarizing the soil in your garden. In the summer, remove all the plants from the area, break up the soil, add any desired amendments, and irrigate the area, then cover it with sturdy, clear plastic film, securing the edges to hold in the heat. Leave the plastic on the ground for about 6 to 8 weeks. The heat held in by the plastic can reach temperatures as high as 130 degrees, baking the nematodes and vastly reducing their population. Solarization will also reduce weeds and diseases. For more information about solarization, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, rain barrels. Lots of rain that falls on our roofs gets wasted. Why not keep free rainwater around for when your plants need it? Rain barrels are a great way to save water for a dry spell and to reduce stormwater runoff that can pollute our waterways. If you're building your own rain barrel, a 55-gallon plastic drum is the best container. Make sure to get one that's been used to hold non-toxic materials and install a faucet to access the water. The simplest system is to put the barrel under a downspout and let gravity do its thing. Use the stored water to irrigate your dry plants. Make sure the rain barrel is covered with a screen or lid to keep mosquitoes from breeding in the water. For more information about rain barrels and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, aphids. Aphids, or plant lice, may infest almost any plant, especially roses, crepe myrtles, and annuals. Aphids are soft-bodied, pear-shaped insects, generally less than 1/8 of an inch long. They're usually green, but can also be black, yellow, or even blue. Aphids have piercing, sucking mouthparts and cause damage by feeding on plant juices. They love new growth and can be found throughout the year. Inspect your plants weekly for aphids. Clues can include a black coating on the leaves called sooty mold, curling leaves, or damaged flower buds. The insects themselves are often found on stems or the undersides of leaves. If you find aphids, a forceful stream of water may be enough to control them. If you use a pesticide, try horticultural soaps and other low-toxicity products first. For more information about aphids and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the key lime. The key lime is a small, round fruit made famous by our delicious state pie. The key lime is a cold-sensitive tree and should only be grown in the warmer regions of the state. Choose a tree that's healthy and place it in a sunny, well-drained part of your landscape. You can plant it in the ground or grow it in a container. Young citrus trees should be fertilized with light but frequent doses of a citrus special type product throughout the growing season. Mature trees should be typically fertilized 4 times per year. Water your new key lime tree several times a week until it's established. It should need very little maintenance otherwise. Harvest limes year-round and use them to make tasty pies, salad dressings, and even limeade. For more information about key limes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.